In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, this is letter number 5418, Baruch Hashem, the second day of Iyar, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Harav HaChassid, with the titles David Sheyichya Shtakhamer in Brooklyn. The Rebbe, you can see, followed people how their health condition, even if people didn't write to the Rebbe, but the Rebbe still took a very strong interest in to see how the people are doing and how the Rebbe can help. So the Rebbe writes to him, I do receive reports from your health. And the Rebbe says, it is my hope that there is an improvement today relative to yesterday, and that tomorrow will be even better than today. So basically, the Rebbe is saying, I hope that you are improving, continuing to improve. And the Rebbe says, we have to improve. Why? Not just because it's the health, but the Rebbe says, it's also a Torah obligation to keep on getting better. The health improvement, because the Torah tells us that whenever we talk about holy matters, we should always progress. We should always go more. We should go up. And health, the Jewish body, is a holy matter too. So when we say you progress in holiness, you have to progress in the health of your body, because that is actually what is holy as well. A Jewish body is holy. And this is, Rebbe says, well-known words of the Alter Rebbe in the Holy Tanya in chapter 49. Over there, the Rebbe writes that the soul was chosen because of its advantages. The soul has some great credentials. Why Hashem wants the soul? It loves God, but why would Hashem love a body? A body is just the body of the Jew, and the body of the non-Jew is the same. Hashem chose vonovacharto, that was in the material body. That's what Hashem chose, which means that even the physical body is holy. The physical body is a holy matter. So therefore, the Rebbe says to him, it is holy, and therefore for it, for you to become healthy and for to be improving, that's part of the instruction that we should always elevate in holiness. Now, this is not necessarily up to him. It's part of it is up to Hashem, but the Rebbe is just bringing this idea that it's good. I'm sorry. He says especially, and this is good to know, that you're in between the days of Pesach and Shavuos, which is a auspicious time for healing the body, for the health of the body. Health in generally, as brought down in some Sforim, and actually one of the abbreviations, the Rebbe doesn't bring it down here, of the month Iyar, which we're now in, Iyar, is abbreviation of Ani Hashem Rofecha, I, God, are your healer. Basically, that the month of Iyar is a month of healing. So, the Rebbe says that especially to keep on getting better, especially this month. The Rebbe blesses him with a good Shabbos, and the Rebbe says that very soon we should merit the fulfillment of the promise in the Haftorah of this week. We read in the Haftorah of this week, it says of something very interesting. The verse talks about, it says, V'hakohanim ha-levim, the Kohen, the Levites. What does that mean, the Kohen, the Levites? If it's a Kohen, they're not a Levite. So, the simple context, it could mean the Kohen who come from the tribe of the Levites. But the Arizal, he explains, the Torah is talking about the future redemption. It says that when the future redemption is going to come speedily in our days, and the way it's going to be in the future, the Levites will take over the service and the greatness of the Kohanim, so that the Kohanim will be Levim. So the Kohanim, because they will take over, so they could be Levim, and the Levim are going to be Kohanim. I guess everybody's going to be like the Kohen. Now, I'm not sure why the Rebbe is telling him about Levim, the Kohanim. Maybe he was a Levi. I don't know. Doesn't say here, so I'm not sure. But anyways, that's going to happen in the very near future with the coming of Mashiach. I mean, the Kohanim, so the Rebbe blesses him for a healing and for good news. You know, I sense from the letter that he may have been ill for a while or something, and the Rebbe was trying to get him the blessings and the encouragement and the anticipation of when the Mashiach will come and the Kohanim, the Levim, will be the Kohanim. I mean, it's just... I always understood, from here I understood, I have to look it up over there to see what it says about it, but I always understood, I thought, that the Levites will be the Kohen, and the Kohen will be the Levi, but it looks like from the Rebbe's letter over here, that the Kohanim will be the Levim, and the Levim will be Kohanim, so they'll both be Kohanim, so it'll be just like one level, that's what it seems like. But in any way, the Rebbe says that he wishes him a refuah, and getting better is actually a mitzvah. It's Maile Bekodesh. Gives him better, and the Rebbe blesses him for good health.